Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
The subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park Video of the Day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, Blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their Blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, Blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their Blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
That definitely is hip-hop. Oh, wow. I'm going to tell you all like this. I feel very thankful, as always, to start things out. I promise not to run my mouth for too long, for the simple fact I'm looking at all the phone calls here. So before I get to, of course, the 216-253-216-703, 216-956, 216-772, thank you all for tuning in to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 25. That man is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. The number here for those who are definitely online, you can do just like the others did, and dial up 646-478-0944. I always appreciate the phone calls that have come in from Detroit. I've had a couple of phone calls come in from Philly, so I'm very thankful for that. I just want to read three disclaimers before I get into, of course, the phone calls. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you will hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure for how long. It's only an hour program, but we'll do our very best. And disclaimer number three, you can press 1 to talk, but Blog Talk's worldwide, it may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't wish to talk, you can feel free to stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But we hope that you will talk because, hey, we all learn from each other. So without further ado, since I have like, wow, this is a blessing in itself, let's see what's going on with that 216-253 phone number. That's 216-253. How you doing out there?
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I'm enjoying everything. What about yourself?
I'm blessed, and I like to say thank you for your moment, and I'm grateful that you are a positive inspiration to all the young men and women. And I would like for you to play the latest track from Black House Sound for me, please.
You know something? I have something for you. So I'm looking at it right now. So if you hold a line, I will get that out for you.
Thank you, and you have a blessed evening.
You do the same. As a matter of fact, before I get to that 216-703 phone number, I'll go from a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. And number one being at the top, number 10, Solomon Kane, Making Power Moves. That's what he's doing. More on that in a little while. Number 9, first time debuting on these charts, Queen Nana. Why? Well, I guess one of the listeners fronted me on the radio show. I'll get more into Brother Art McCoy's radio show later on, but she had a hot single. And somebody said at that time, hey, make sure that the producer does something with that record and starts playing it on other programs. So it's kind of like calling me out. So you'll hear more about that in a little while, I'm sure. Number 8, also debuting, Kim Lowe Jr. Get into a little bit more about him later. Number 7, E-Max, The Image, Varsity Music's own. Number 6, the KYYM. Number 5, Sheriff Kilroy, the 137 shots that he has out. That particular song, Hip Hop Workshop Theme, also from Black House Sounds. But somebody requested something else from them, which brings us to number 4, Black House Sounds, one of the busiest groups around. They have a new track that I definitely have to play. Number 3, KGZ. More later about that track from, of course, Fred Fred. Number 2, Miss Chocolate Cake. And number 1, the Ultimate Advocates Event, TUA. More on that later. So with that being said, let's go to that 216-703. That's 216-703. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say I hope, well, first of all, this is Joe Legacy. Always paying homage to Voice It Radio, Man in the Streets, Al Porter. Always paying homage, Black on Black Crime, and once again, Black House Sound. I hope everybody that checked this track out tonight understand that, you know, more music will be coming. It's not an ego thing, and all local talent, we, as I always say, every time I get on the station, we all need to come together. So I'm going to keep pushing, keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm just going to keep entertaining. So check us out, our websites. Like I say, we have 2 videos out. They're not even a year old. So check us out.
I appreciate that. How can somebody get in contact with you?
Well, you can get in contact with me if you go on YouTube and you go to the Black House Sound page, and you can contact me, Carl, or DNA. My fault. One more time. Me, Endo, or DNA. I'm Joe Legacy. Endo, he represents some other stuff with Carmen Lee. You also can reach Carmen Lee as well to reach Black House Sound. Other than that, we will have flyers throughout the city coming up real soon with more information on how to contact us on business phones. So we really trying to step our label up and our game up with the music, the new music that we're doing right now in the current.
Then I thank you very much, and we will get into your music shortly. So thanks for calling in and representing, as usual.
Well, thanks for having me. Black House Sound.
Black House Sound. As a matter of fact, before I get to the, of course, the 216-956 phone call, before I do that, I definitely want to, two real quick things that only take about, I'll say, a minute and a half put together. I have to say happy birthday to my mama, of course, Mama Porter. And it was a blessing because, of course, her birthday is on, like, July the 4th. So former mayoral candidate, Ward 10 candidate, Donald Walker Brown, threw a nice little birthday barbecue for my mom, Suave Gotti came through. It was nice, so that's a blessing. On the flip side of things, I have to put this part out here. Rest in peace to legendary spitboxers, Freestyle Exeter University DJ Pesto, who passed away over the weekend after a long fight with cancer. DJ Pesto, he helped make Spitboxers what it was by DJing for almost three straight years. That's about 140-plus episodes. He had an excellent ear for music, doing the music selection for B-Boy battles and MC battles. So, of course, tomorrow we will pay tribute to DJ Pesto at SFE, the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University. That's 8:30 p.m. at City Break Studio, 3327 West 32nd Street, Sackett, off West 25th, featuring, of course, Swish Spam, Major Taps, Ronnie B of 1008 Vision, my man Ballhead Fred, who's single, KGZ, the Kill George Zimmerman. It was banned on Facebook and YouTube, but he's still giving out DVDs of knowledge out for free, everything from Hidden Colors to The Spook Who Sat by the Door. It is free before 9:30 p.m., $5 after. And, you know, DJ Pesto met his wife at the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University. So if you just give me just a few seconds, please. Had to give a brother like that a moment of silence out of respect. With that being said, 216-956, that's 216-956. Of course, you're on Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Who am I speaking with and what's going on?
This is Queen Nana from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Just stopping by, making sure that you guys are going to play my hit single, Black People.
You don't
talk to inspire black people and all people.
Okay. Number one, how long have you been doing what you've been doing?
I've been singing for a little over 5 years. I've always wanted to sing since I was a little girl, but professionally, I've been singing for 5 years.
Okay. I have to say that the reason I had to ask is because, just like Black House Sounds, this was totally interesting for me because you had so many fans calling in too. Got to give a shout-out to, of course, the Art McCoy University Common Sense, which airs on WERE 1490 AM Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's, of course, newstalkcleveland.com. And the reason I want to throw that out there is that you had a couple of fans, like, for people who liked your music enough, bullied me on air to make sure that song goes places. And
yes.
What, besides black people, that's like too easy of an answer. What caused you to come up with wanting to write a song like that? Because we plan on playing that tonight.
Well, again, it was originally based on the Angela Davis story of play at the Playhouse, and I wrote it for the play. But once the Trayvon Martin case came about, it gave me the passion and the heart to get back into the studio and really begin to inspire our people again. So I went back and I finished the song to give a message to our people that we need to come together, that we need to take our place as kings and queens once again.
That, now, that's a deep message right there. And, wow, that's really a deep message. It's industry standard, which I could appreciate by it being industry standard, meaning it can go any and everywhere. So with that coming up, I just want to ask you a couple of more questions, and that is, number one, are you working on more material? And if so, when can we expect to hear?
Thank you so much. Those are very good questions. Yes, I am working on more material. Thy Will Be Done, another song entitled Smile. All of those songs will be ready by the end of August.
Wow.
I will be coming out with the songs, some more uplifting songs, everyone to be encouraged again. But it will be ready at the end of August.
Okay, and moving right along, because you're causing me to ask a couple other questions, so I have to ask this, why is it so important for you to want to do uplifting or encouraging songs? I keep hearing that as a theme.
Yes, it is. It's just so many hurting people out here. Our people are hurting. So through my music, I want to bring healing, upliftment, to know that they can be empowered, that they can begin to take their place again back into royalty status, and that is my passion.
Okay. I appreciate that. And for all the people who are listening, I would like for you, if you're involved in any other thing business-wise, put that out there before we get into your contact information.
I'm sorry?
Anything you're doing business-wise from, trying to figure out where.
I am also working at Hannah's Child Development Center. And that's the telephone number is 268-6706. So I am also helping children and also helping women.
Okay, well, we appreciate that part. And if people want to contact you, do you sing at places? What? How does that work?
Yes, I do. I also do weddings, funerals, festivals, any type of event where they need some inspirational music. I am available.
Nice. We appreciate that. And if there was an email or anything like that, you can feel free to leave that, too, because you know we're going to play that song later on, and I don't want any of your fans, anybody else, saying I didn't play your song. So with that being said, anything else that you want to add to the mix?
I just want to say thank you again for the opportunity to get some inspiring music out there. I hope that everyone enjoys it. You can reach me at Naila@Perryman@Yahoo.com. Again, that's Naila@Perryman@Yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from everybody, and I hope they enjoy the music.
All right. May you have a very, very safe evening as well. We look forward to getting your song on shortly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you as well. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling kind of good, so we're going to roll in order and see what is happening with this 216-772 phone number. 216-772. Oh, wow. How you doing, man?
Good evening. I'm well. Busy guy here. We got Middle East shaken up, and I work on that issue for the Palestinian struggle. So There's a big rally Thursday again. We had about 350 in the square last Friday. And so there's that. But, Al, I also want to talk to you about 137 shots. Next Tuesday is it Tuesday, I believe, is Mr. Officer Brillo's trial at 3 p.m.
Okay.
At the Justice Center. Did we say Tuesday? I was just checking it earlier. Did you get the facts on that, sir?
Not quite yet, but I know it will be on the Facebook page.
Yeah,
I got it on the calendar. Okay.
But we all got to have it.
What was the date? Was it 14th or 15th?
Oh, 14th, yes, 14th. Is that
so
Tuesday?
If it's the 14th, that
Monday.
Means that it'll be Monday at 3 p.m., and if they could pack 100 police officers on the inside of the courtroom, in other words, what you're saying to a degree, well, I'll say it, I'll be a little bit meaner. It's a shame that we can't at least have 100 people on the outside around 2:30 p.m. to at least back up the family and let the community as a whole know we don't appreciate what's going on.
Yes, we appreciate that just one officer, and he does need to be indicted, but there are so many other officers involved that they all need to be held to account on the 137 shots, the most despicable shooting in the USA in history. So we need to be out there, and I will be there at 2:30 p.m. And we're going to try to get some justice for the family on this case. It's just, I don't know how they can get away with all this. This Cleveland police, it's crazy.
I hear you, and I thank you very much for calling in. As usual, anything else going on that you want to add?
Well, we're going to march for justice for Palestinians on Thursday. 4:30 at the Free Stamp at East 9th and Lakeside. We're going to march over to the Convention Center because the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, the second largest lobby in the USA, is having a convention. And they're the ones that pushed us into war with Iraq. They're pushing for a war in Iran. And they're pushing for more tax dollars to give the only superpower in the Middle East, the so-called democracy Israel, more weapons to kill innocent civilians and, you know, combat the Palestinians who, you know, it's like David against Goliath, David being the Palestinians, Goliath being Israel. So that's, we're going to be there next Thursday, and Palestinians from Cleveland are mobilizing, and supporters will be there with them for justice in Palestine as well as justice in the U.S. I mean, you know, in Cleveland, Ohio. Keep the tax dollars here. Quit sending them across overseas to, you know, the Israeli terrorists. How else can I say it?
Hey, then I appreciate that phone call and the message that you sent. So, once again, hey, I appreciate what you do, Brother Don. I do.
Thanks. Thanks, Al.
All right. Hey, you two, hold a line a minute. We will be back to you. And before I get to that 216, of course, 486 number, before I go to that 216-486 number, what I will do is add on real quickly and say, the review for Prosecutor Tim McGinney says Patrolman Michael Brillo had alternative options in the midst of his firing 49 times out of 137 shots that killed Tim Russell and Melissa Williams. If Brillo believed they were still a threat, he should have stayed behind cover, evaluated the reasonable threat, and given verbal commands to show hands up and not move. But that is definitely what W. Ken Katsaris, a national police expert, definitely said it wasn't based on a reasonably perceived threat because of egregious, or rather egregious policies. So it was because of egregious policies, procedures, and tactical training compromises, Brillo wasn't in combat. This was a civilian police operation that dictated he continued his position of cover access and give verbal command. So, you know, even a nationwide person is looking and saying that this was ridiculous and it shouldn't have happened. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see what's going on, what they've held so patiently. The 216-486 phone number, 216-486, how are you this evening?
I am doing fine. Thank you. This is Mama Porter. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday, July the 4th. And I also called WERE and asked the producer to please record the song of Black People. So whether or not, you know, I didn't know the young lady or whatever, but now I've heard the song, and I would just say, thank you, since my birthday is also the birthday of the country. Not the year now, but the country. July the 4th. Then I am also requesting Black People. Have a wonderful day, and I'll hang up and start writing down learning.
All right. Thank you again. Thank you. No problem. As a matter of fact, before I get to, of course, that 216-450 number, and then play a couple of the requests that came through, you might call out there since you say I don't give enough information. I think you might appreciate the, well, 2.5 to 3 minutes that I spend. It's a FYI. Red light, speed light, portable cameras will be at these locations until July 22nd. 612 Spring Road, 6517 Denison, 2940 MLK Jr. Drive. Okay, Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. I know some of you all can get technical. 13712 Kinsman, 4100 block of Superior Avenue, 11400 block of Water Drive, 7800 block of St. Clair, 6800 block of Franklin, 4300 block of Payne, 5300 block of course, and this is important, 5300 block of Lorraine, 17300 block of Euclid Avenue, 8500 block of Huff, 7000 block of Bessemer, 4100 block of West 150th, and 4900 block of Rocky River Drive. Now, this goes a little bit to the story from, well, of course, talking about the birth of a country and celebrating certain things. You see, the last story, the FYI, has a lot to do with the British government enacting a tax called the Tea Act of May 5th, 1773. But the American colonies were so outraged that on December 16th, 1773, the Boston Tea Party, a.k.a. the, of course, destruction of the tea in Boston, was a political protest as demonstrators, some disguised as Native Americans, boarded ships and threw chests of tea into the Boston Harbor, ruining the tea. Now, the colonists objected to the Tea Act because it violated their rights as Englishmen to no taxation without representation, which is what T. Ray, the ultimate advocates, and Pastor Thompson have been speaking about. The red light, speed light cameras are unconstitutional because they strip American citizens their right to go in front of a municipal court judge to hear your case. Instead, you must go in front of a hearings officer for the city that will likely side with the city. So on July 19th, 3:15 p.m., Saturday, July 19th, 3:15 p.m., 9th and Lakeside. Anyone with red light, speed light cameras, tickets, bring them to the area as we march them to the Lake Erie Pier and Voinovich Park and dump them in. In other words, the Boston Tea Party, 2014. Petitions against the cameras and, of course, the ultimate advocates, lawsuit advice will also be on hand. So with that being said, I'm going to 216-450. You've been so patient. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you, Mr. Porter?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. This side of this rain.
But I am calling from the east side of Cleveland, and I wanted to hear the newest track that you have for Black House Sound.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to put that song out there for you right now. Is that all right?
That's fine with me.
Okay, I think that's fine with me. Hold the line so you can hear it. And I'm thankful to be able to debut this track on, of course, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. Hey, my life comes first, so you better man up. Be right back shortly and definitely. Listen to the message.
My life will come first, then life converts, then your life will convert. A lot of tragedies, I can't put it in words. Blood money, your money, it all transfers. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. I ain't guilty, y'all.
I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, I had to man up. I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was just dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. These Americans, they shot up homicide. He was trying to get the dough, and she was trying to live a lie. He will be exposed, cause you can't hide behind lies.
No more
sick of being represented and punished by God. With the system taking over against all lies. How you think this a game show? You get a door prize. Family realize it ain't never a true God if it ain't about God. Body never follow the herd and celebrate your mind. Even if you fail true liberty, it takes time.
Black crime, hip-hop workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean.
It's the only hip-hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out-of-town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Swap Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Jared. Yeah. This is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out. Underground Levels Again. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. Hip-Hop Workshop, Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop, Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah!
And of course, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets Music Activism News. And, of course, you can reach us for those online listening. If you want to call in and comment on anything, the number is 646-478-0944. Before I play that hot cut that people have been requesting and all of that, that Black People from Queen Nana, I almost feel bad because I have to ask her at another time, how did she come up with her name? But I want to let people know, should you choose, you can always feel free to check out the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. That's a JR with a period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And, of course, should you also choose, don't guess what we're about. Drop by on a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Wednesday at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue. At, of course, the storefront, which is 14715 Euclid Avenue. We have the red light camera petitions going on there on a weekly basis. So come through, be a part of us, and see what's going on. I also want to let people know you can use that same phone number of 646-478-0944. Hey, I use it, except just to call in, bother people, because I tune in to Hood Talk Radio, which airs on Wednesdays at 9 p.m., featuring Emax and the Mindset, international politics broke down on a local level. And then I use that number and call in on 646-478-0944, Hood Tunes Radio, Music Business 101 with Emax and the Mindset. So while I'm doing certain things, I would just like to go here and take time to go back in the time. Well, not really. Back to, of course, the past Saturday for the third annual Getting Smart in the Park 2014 Community Empowerment and Awareness event, which was held Saturday, where Black Man's Army, Laura Cohen, Joey Ruffin, Brother James Long, Wayne Musker, whose single featuring myself was performed in front of 5,000 people at Cleveland State University last year. Hey, they were just some of the speakers, alongside Judge Jean Merle Capers, 101 years young. In attendance, Kimberly F. Brown of The Brown Report, Hardstone, Silver Bean guest, performers included Ohio Hip Hop Award R&B nominee Tim Lowe Jr. You know something? We have to debut some of his music next week or week after, because he did give us some music as well. And, of course, Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, and the KYYM Kim, a noticed artist. Always be prepared. Why do I say that? I was supposed to do a two-minute poem and song, but the DJ earlier that day, well, the CD player hadn't arrived yet, so I did at least one four-minute a cappella. That's why you should know your material. Now, later on, that evening is playing, I was able to do my standing ovation track between Judge Capers speaking and Pastor Thompson's sermons. So, you know, Pastor Thompson's sermon, and it was beautiful to be placed in there. But that happened after the CD player arrived. It was nice. And also, here's your learning point that people need to think. A word to the wise. CP time isn't professional. A lot of people were asked to be there by 10:30 a.m. to start. But a lot of people came late, which caused the event to start late. But here's something to think about. The Caucasian speakers who were set to be there were all there on time. And I find that very, very interesting on that one. Before I play the song that's aptly titled, I want to check out and see what's going on with this 216-577 phone number. 216-577, what's going on this night, Steve?
What up with you, bro? I got Bag of Bones sitting here with me, man. I got
okay,
my wife
what's going on?
Right here, right here, Ron Team, man.
I'm glad you called
yo.
In.
Yeah,
man,
man,
I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah,
how long you been doing?
Lady. Go ahead.
Hey, how long you been doing what you been doing?
Man, I, yo, man, I've been doing this for a hot minute, yo. I love what I do, yo. You know, it's just in my soul, yo.
Right. You know, there have been a lot of people demanding, not asking, but they've been demanding that we play that track. Now that we have, I almost know what's going to happen. People are going to be demanding that we play other music from you as well. So, I'm glad you called in, brother, because you really added a lot of flavor to that song, man. You added, like, that punch. If it was, like, some set-up jabs and all of that, you added punch at the end of that man up and all of that. So I need to ask you, man, like, what's next for you and how can people hear more of your music?
Well, you know, you can't go to Joe Legend, yo, because I'm working with him on some projects, yo, because I love what I do. And I do what I do, man. I just feel good that the people, you know, like and love my music, yo. That just inspire me to do more and more and more, you know. So just look out for me, Bag of Bones. Right now, I don't have a Facebook right now because I'm working on some new, putting up a new Facebook and things. So until then, just go to Joe Legend and thing and, you know, do what they do.
I feel you. Is there any contact information that you would like to leave people with?
No, I'm not in a contact information, but, you know, if it's important, they want to put me on a show or anything, man, just dial 346-7198, 216-346-7198, man. Just tell them they can text that number there, you know, if they want to meet and greet me and thing, and we'll go from there, yo.
All right, then we will keep in contact with you. We will be playing more of your music as it comes out. And I look forward to working with you even more in the future. Man, thank
all right,
you,
man. It's a pleasure talking to you, man.
All right, brother, man. Man, we got some nice artists that have been calling in tonight. And that was, of course, one of the realest brothers that called in right there. Man, like I said, he really added to that particular song. Now I'm looking at like 216-268. So I guess it's on me to check out and see what's going on with that particular phone call coming through. That 216-268. How are you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Porter's DNA? How you feeling?
Oh man, this is like a Black House takeover. So I'm doing
yeah,
good.
What's going on with you, man? I'm alright, you know, I'm just rapping it for the crew. Just let you know, I've been okay. Just got my well, it's thudding out here hard though. But finally got my degree mailed to me, like I've been telling you, and I finally got it. So I'm an official certified engineer now. So got
oh,
that.
Oh wow.
So, you know, I've been trying to just get it together. You know, just calling, see, you know, I want to hear that, you know, I got to hear that new cut y'all did, that Man Up, you know, I'm feeling that, I love that track, you know, and if you don't mind, Mr. Porter, I could get one more request, Go
ahead.
I would like to hear Cleveland Street.
Oh, repeat that one more time.
Oh, yeah. I would like to hear Cleveland Street also with me.
Oh. Okay, then. I will go to pull that one up as best as possible. And thank you, brother.
Oh, thank you, too. And, you know, keep it going. Shout out to Hip Hop Workshop, Black on Black Crime, you know, Art McCoy, Silver B, everybody, you know, just shout out to them. And Blackout Sound, you know, Joe Legacy, Indo Dubsec, DNA, you know.
Right. Hey, we got you on that. And thanks again, brother.
All right, bro.
All right. Man, I'm enjoying the night because we have some of the realest people calling in tonight. And that's a power move right there. They have been busy. She cannot say that Black House Sounds is not one of the busiest groups, especially the way that they have been handling their business from sponsoring Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop and being also involved. I will make a quick announcement before I play another song that was definitely requested early on. OPN, Oppressed People's Nation Entertainment presents Solomon Cain, Friday, July 25th, hosted by Al Porter Jr. This guy gets around a lot. At Tucker's Casino, 15532 Ingrid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. For booking, contact 216-269-5214, five in advance, $10 the day of show. And it's also a special thing going on where Riff Raff, the real Riff Raff from our area who's been doing it for over a decade, Riff Raff will definitely be in the house. So with that being said, it's time for me to at least throw out this debut single, Black People. Hey, Black People, listen up.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there, music.
Victim of destructive mental slavery, but as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream that still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keep bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
Wow, that's Cleveland's own Queen Nana with Black People. Nice record with a nice message. Let's see. Have a couple of things I'd just like to go into. I see a 661 area code 748 phone number. Got to get to that shortly. I want to let people know real quick, though, with the time we have, you can go to voiceofradio.com. For Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You also have that SOTC Radio, which is on WCSB.org. Tonight, 1 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time. That's 89.3 FM. I do want to point these things out. A lot of times people say I don't give any information, so I have to do my best to prove them wrong. There's also, who has the Power Radio, which is located on blogtalkradio.com. That's Monday, 7:30 p.m. They have other shows on as well, but I focus on Mondays for right now. They have a 914-338-0665 phone number. And, hey, I just want to go back, take about 2.5 minutes, and then give this phone caller time enough to join in to the conversation. But I just want to throw out there and say that in light of a 4-year-old being shot in the leg in Cleveland's Ward 10, which caused Councilman Jeff Johnson to come out and demand more police from City Hall's budget. Now, laying the blame on city officials, i.e. the mayor's office, now a couple of Mondays before that, Councilman Johnson joined Councilman Zach Reed in Ward 2 because of a double homicide, which happened in a car, and a murder that happened 2 days before, where 23 shell casings were found around the victim in that area. Now, both councilmen joined activists in demanding more police and money from City Hall. Even Councilman Polensic joined with PMA, Black Man's Army, is saying the city wasn't helping the inner city. But if you check 2013's Facebook page on Frank G. Jackson, that's Frank G. with a period, Jackson, or election news coverage, you will find pictures of the same men mugging for photos with Mayor Jackson and vehemently endorsing his mayoral run. Although the mayor ignored, of course, Kathy Coleman and Judy Martin's pleas over Imperial Avenue and East 93rd and Zach Reed's ward, maybe if the councilman had stood strong and demanded something in 2013, they wouldn't be begging in 2014. And number two, just to add on to this real quickly, with double homicides and an automobile, 4-year-old being shot in the leg in the greater Cleveland area, where women feel unsafe in the inner city, you'll be glad to know that $30 million has been set aside to make over downtown's Cleveland Public Square. Thank you, Mayor Jackson.
Plans call for closing Ontario Street, narrowing Superior Avenue, adding a 5-acre public space with a north side sloping lawn and south side plaza. Mayor Jackson hopes construction starts in the fall with Public Square reopening in 2016 on Superior. Buses would go through, but cars and other buses, if they're going through, they go through the Superior way. But cars and other buses would go counterclockwise. We are slowly being phased out of downtown Cleveland participation. I wonder how many Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshops and small church concerts will be allowed to do something in this mega park we didn't ask for. Now I'm going to go to, of course, this 661-748 phone number and get off my soapbox. What's going on out there with you?
Look, you might need to get back on there a little bit longer, brother, because this show is not enough. I mean, it's a great start, but that needs to go beyond this show. I mean, that unfortunately, that's the situation. But again, I'm gonna say this, and of course, let me introduce myself. I am Mr. Yancey, executive producer of the Who Has the Power Radio Network. But again,
okay.
Same thing we talk about on our show is one thing to talk about it here on a radio. And I mean, we love what we do. But it's even more, again, like we talk about black-on-black crime and we talk about the Black Man's Army. We talk about all these other movements that are in the streets that are actually saying, hey, we do not like this. We do not want to be pushed out. We do not want to be pushed back to, as Queen Nana said in her song, before back to slavery. We don't want that to happen because we play such an influential role in this economy right now. We play such an influential role in this city. We cannot allow this to keep happening. We have to stand up and say, we belong here. We belong. We should be allowed to go anywhere in the city just like everybody else. So, no, you might need to get back on your soapbox. I don't know. You might do a world or city tour on a soapbox. I don't know. But I had to call in. And yes, sir, go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say, I appreciate hearing from you. Before you give your information, I just want to put out there that the brother who's on the phone right now, he talked about shows working together, getting together, and I'm going to say that since you said that, I think it's time to follow your lead also. For us all, there's many who claim to be on One Alike Mind, they get together and hold either some sort of radio summit or what have you to discuss these things, because you've been real with what you've been doing since I've been following you. So with that being said, hey, let people know how they can continue to follow your programs and things like that.
Now, I appreciate it. Real quick, I want to say, because I listen. Some days it just happened. I follow the spirit, I knew I was going to come back and listen to your show again because I listened last week. But I want to say while I'm on here, make sure you get me Queen Nana song, because that. So I like that song. It was my first time hearing it, and I'm assuming I see why people are really liking that. Make sure you get that to me so I can play it on my song. And if I can, I might put it on a website, but I'll definitely be playing that on my show as well. So, like, tomorrow, if you can. Because I have a show on Wednesday. So if you can, get it to me tomorrow, if not tonight.
Okay.
But you can definitely follow Who Has the Power Radio Network right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can follow us on like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at WHTP Radio. Follow us on Instagram at WHTP Radio Network. You can also, if you're listening and you like what you hear or you want to hear something, make sure you email us at whohasthepower@hotmail.com. And definitely go and find out all of our social media information. Find out who's coming up on our show. Listen to our archive shows. Again, listen to artist spotlights, inspiration videos, so much, much more on our website, www.whohasthepowershow.com. That's www.whohasthepowershow.com. And if you come back to blogtalkradio.com/whohasthepower, you can hear Al Porter, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy's interview that we did with him maybe about 2 weeks ago. You know, we definitely want to make sure that we get people listening to that, because you're a man that's really out there in the streets representing what change is, what change needs to be, so, and how we get there. So
I appreciate you
allowing me to come on and share my information. I appreciate all the work that you do, sir.
Thank you, and I'll tell you what, we're going to send us all out on this particular track,
May you have a safe one, and we'll get that song in your hands, brother. Thanks again.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all right. And the song that we'll leave out with is none other than Ballhead Fred. Peace.
Check it. Yeah.
It's time to kill Whitey, the rape for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga, this ain't soft. Creepy ass cracker, need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media told ya. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn. I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If we violent to these pecker woods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn a cross, but I'll burn your flag. Zag. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker do a drive-by on them, yeah, yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. This fight is murder. Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Kill George Zimmerman. Yeah. Kill George Zimmerman. This fight is murder. Kill George Zimmerman. You Uncle Tom niggas, I'ma smack you backwards. America is ran by nigga hating crackers. That fucking beast, we ain't tryna get rid of it. That white devil out here motherfucking kicking it. Now put a dick in it, pussy nigga, what the fuck? Give his ass a dollar bill, in other words, catch a buck. Now that's what's up, shed the enemy's blood and screaming more murder on Zimmerman like bone thugs. Yo, when the ball, but nigga, I'ma squash it. These cool niggas agreeing with the verdict, now let's stop it. I'ma drop it like science, I'ma tell the truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga, pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
Kill George Zimmerman. This fight has been murder. I'm Kill George Zimmerman.